News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Bob Sands. One bill would require a percentage of petition signers from all 77 counties. Another would simply put into law new restrictions on the process. The bills to change the state's initiative petition process are still in the House. One would put the changes to a vote of the people. The other would simply change state law. Using state, federal, and local funds, the Oklahoma Department of Aerospace and Aeronautics announces a four-year plan to upgrade Oklahoma airports. In total, $316 million will be spent on 44 projects across the state. Gasoline prices across Oklahoma have taken a major jump compared to just a month ago. Increased travel, refiners producing a summer gas blend, and more demand, all getting the blame. Average statewide prices now over $3 a gallon. And a Cordell man is $1 million richer. He cashed in a winning scratch-off ticket and purchased at the Right Here C store in Cordell. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Bob Sands.
It's time once again for the 25th Annual Bull Sale, coming up Wednesday, March the 20th at Pollard Farms. They'll be featuring 100 home-raised service-aged bulls, Fall 22 and Spring 23 registered Angus bulls, plus a select group of 40 Angus females. Sale's going to be at the ranch located 1 mile east of Highway 81 on Wood Road in Wacomas, Oklahoma. For sale information, go to pollardfarms.com. Don't miss the 25th Annual Bull Sale, Wednesday, March the 20th in Wacomas, Oklahoma with Pollard Farms.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.